AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Justice Department filing an appeal to overturn a federal judge's order that threw out the national mask mandate on planes, trains, and in travel hubs. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports a recent poll finds most people agree with the mask mandate.
The AP NORC Center for Public Affairs Research survey found 56% of Americans favor masks on planes and public transit, and 24% opposed. The survey was done just before a judge this week put the federal transportation mask mandate on hold. At a Florida airport, Christina Costigan cheered.
The mask should have been gone a long time ago.
But in New York, Miranda Harati said she'll hang on to hers.
I'm a teacher. I still teach with this on. I'm still going to ride the train with it on.
Another AP NORC poll last month showed 44% of Americans still often or always wear masks outside their homes, down significantly from a few months ago. Just 20% now say they're very or extremely worried about getting COVID-19. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says about 1,000 civilians are trapped at a steel mill in Mariupol, along with Ukrainian soldiers. Zelensky says Russia has stonewalled Ukraine's attempts to negotiate a safe exit for them. At a G20 meeting in Washington, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, Ukraine's finance minister, and several other ministers walked out as Russia's representatives started to talk. AP's Paul Wiseman was there.
It was a very unusual break in protocol, but a sign of how isolated Russia is.
On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 1%, a 355-point gain. The S&P was up 11. The Nasdaq lost 148, down 1%. This is AP News. The company making Alec Baldwin's film Rust has been fined for his accidentally shooting and killing a cinematographer.
The New Mexico Occupational Health and Safety Bureau has fined Rust Movie Productions nearly $140,000 for safety failures involving firearms. On a ranch outside Santa Fe in October, actor Alec Baldwin was setting up a scene that involved pointing a gun. It went off, killing cinematographer Galena Hutchins and wounding director Joel Souza. The Bureau finds that there were other misfires and accidental discharges of rifles on the set, and safety protocols were ignored. A spokesman for Rust Movie Productions and an attorney for Baldwin could not be reached for comment. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
South Carolina Supreme Court issues a temporary stay halting the state from carrying out its first ever firing squad execution of Richard Moore. Moore's attorneys asked justices to stop the execution plan for the 29th so they could ask the Supreme Court to review his sentence for killing a convenience store clerk. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.